Oasis Audio presents The Missing by Beverly Lewis. Read for you by Amy Lilly. I stumbled upon my mother's handkerchief in the cornfield early this morning. Halfway down the row, I spotted it, white but soiled, cast in the mire of recent rains. Only one side of the stitched hem was visible, the letter L poking up from the furrow as if to get my attention. I stared at it, all the emotions of the past 3 weeks threatening to rise up and choke me right then and there. Leaning over, I clutched the mud-caked hanky in my hand. Then, tilting my head up, I looked toward the eastern sky, to the freshness of this new day. Twice now, I'd walked the field where Mama had sometimes wandered late at night, weeks before she ever left home. Like our sheep, she'd followed the same trails till ruts developed. I couldn't help wondering where the well-trod path had led her by the light of the lonely moon. Honestly, though, 'tis only in the daylight that I've ever been compelled to go there, drawn by thoughts of her, and the hope of some further word, whenever that might come. I shook the dirt off the hanky and traced the outline of the embroidered initial, white on white. So simple, yet ever so pretty. My hand lingered there as tears slipped down my cheeks. "Mama, where are you?" I whispered to the breeze. "What things don't we know?" Later, when breakfast preparations were well underway, my younger sister, Mandy, headed upstairs to red up what had always been our parents' room, the solitary space where Dad still slept. Still shaken at finding Mama's hanky, I reached beneath my long...